BBC Radio 4.
The willows were talking amongst themselves, as though they moved of their own will.
A supernatural tale starring Bill Pullman and Julian Sands.
It's as if we've crossed over a boundary of some sort, not human.
The bushes now crowded much closer, unpleasantly close.
It comes from the whole swamp.
We were trespassers.
From the story by Algernon Blackwood.
We were not welcome.
The Willows, on Saturday afternoon at 3, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Back to this evening, and now on Radio 4, how would you cope if you were reincarnated as a fish? Let's find out how Nathan deals with his latest fate in Reincarnathan.
Welcome to the continued adventures of Nathan Blakeley, a one-time pop star, now best described as dead. Like many humans, Nathan didn't really smash life the first time round, so now he's being tested as an animal. His actions are judged by a celestial panel: Mahatma Gandhi, Florence Nightingale, and David Bowie. So far, they are not impressed. So if Nathan ever wants to make it out of this mess, he's going to have to achieve great things. I'm Carol, his new spiritual liaison officer, and this is Reincarnathan. A church in Reading, England. A young man is addressing a small group of mourners.
Robert was a great father, but first and foremost, he was a great chiropodist. As he'd always say, I'm going to buff your feet until you can see your face in them. And I'm so glad I got the chance to work with him for the final years of his life.
The mourners are lost in their grief, so none of them notice a tiny church mouse watching from the cheap seats up in the rafters above. A church mouse by the name of Nathan.
Ugh, my brother's still sucking up to Dad even when he's dead.
Working together, I got to see a different side to my dad. A kinder, gentler side.
The dad I saw was about as gentle as his hardest pumice stone. In my whole life, Dad never once said he was proud of me or hugged me or said well done.
And on his deathbed, he told me that the day they added "and son" to the sign outside the clinic was the best day of his life. And then he said he was proud of me and hugged me and said well done.
What? Never!
And I just know the gates of heaven will be opening for him. And all those sandal wearers with their various strap-related ailments will be waiting for him. And who knows, amongst them might just be my brother, Nathan.
Hey!
Yeah, that wasn't meant to be a joke.
Stop laughing!
Okay, maybe heaven's pushing it, but you know, he might be in purgatory. give him that much. Where they probably play his music.
Little git, stop laughing!
And then, in his rage, Nathan lost his footing and fell down, down, down towards the cold, hard church floor before landing with an almighty... Weird, isn't it?
I'm drowning! Help me, Carol!
Calm down, Nathan.
I've fallen into the font!
No! You've died and gone straight to your next life on a small reef just off Fiji.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm doomed. I've heard of house mice and field mice, but not sea mice.
Breathe in, Nathan.
Are you mad?
Trust me. Breathe in now.
I'm not gonna breathe... I'm breathing water, which means I am a sea mouse. A smooth, scaly sea mouse.
You're a fish, you fool.
Oh, yeah.
A small blue one with go faster stripes down the side. You're a couple of furry dice away from being my first car. That also had a fishy smell that I could never get rid of.
Glad you're having a laugh on the day of my dad's funeral.
Yeah, sorry.
I never got to bond with him like my brother did. And now I never will, because he's dead and I'm a fish.
It's a tale as old as time. Well, you know, at these moments, some people like to throw themselves into their work.
Are you about to tell me about an exciting opportunity working alongside some chips?
You're a cleaning rasser. It's your job to clean the other fish on this reef by eating their dead skin and parasites.
I didn't know there was a stage of grief where you nibble wet strangers.
Well, it's important work.
Will you do it then? You'd certainly be better at that than you are at grief counselling. If you need me, I'll be drowning my sorrows in an aqua pub.
Nathan stormed off down the reef, poking his sad little pointy head around every piece of coral, desperately searching for an aqua pub, before finally accepting They don't exist. But what the reef did offer was cleaning stations. Tons of them! Each run by a pair of tiny blue-streaked cleaning rasa, just like Nathan. All dancing back and forth, touting for business.
Karen and Fred, suck and go! From briny to shiny, our customers ain't whiny.
Wherever Nathan looked, a different colourful fish was getting a thorough clean.
Sanjeev and Sarah's clean shop. No need to quibble, pop in for a nibble.
There were angelfish, triggerfish, stonefish. Even the odd massive shark popped up from the depths for a spring clean.
Whoa! Carol, hammerhead!
Chill, Nathan, he's not going to eat you.
Well, he just ate that lionfish.
Yeah, but you're a cleaning rasa. He knows how important you are.
Nice. So sharks respect the cleaning rasas?
Everyone does. Your work is vital. Just look at the size of the queue for that place. That guy's doing a roaring trade.
I am going to buff your fins until you can see your face in them.
That's what Dad used to say. How weird.
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it?
And he's even got a similar voice.
Because that's the guarantee you get. At Robert Blakely's Clean and Sheen.
And the same name. What are the chances? Oh.
Yep. Ta-da! It's your dad, reincarnated. As a fish. And it was all my idea. He's a cleaning rasa. You're a cleaning rasa.
We can work together and bond.
Exactly.
And then he can hug me and say well done and that he loves me more than he loved my brother.
All right, don't make it weird.
Sorry, right you are. Carol, you're a genius.
Nathan swam over. It really was him. His own father. Now a fish.
Dad?
Be with you in a moment, sir. Just polishing up this parrotfish. And we are done. Hope everything was to your satisfaction, madam.
Lovely, thank you.
Love to your 140 children. Okay, you're up, sir. Now, what can I help you with? Fungal fins? Gunky gills?
Well, you could start by giving me a hug.
Hug spread dirt.
Okay, a warm fin around the shoulder then?
Sir, do you want a clean or not?
No, I want my father back in my life.
Well, maybe you'd be a bit more keen if you scrubbed up a bit.
Dad, it's me, Nathan, your son.
Nathan?
Yes, the universe has brought us back together. We can have a second go at this.
What are you doing? Stop hugging me.
I don't understand. What are you doing here?
Well, that is a long story. After dying as a human, I was first reincarnated as a snail, then a swallow.
No, I mean, why aren't you at your cleaning station?
My cleaning station? Well, I was just...
What? Swimming around looking for a pub to waste your day in?
No, I...
So you're as work shy as ever, eh?
No, if anything, I'm work brash. In fact, I was literally swimming down here looking for a job.
A likely story.
And it looks to me like you've got a vacancy. So what do you say, Dad? Ready for Robert Blakely and son? Ready for a new, happiest day of your life?
Of course not. You're obviously not cut out for this kind of work, Nathan. And when I say this kind of work, I mean any kind of work.
It's just nibbling fish scales, Dad.
It is hard graft. Something your brother wasn't afraid of, but which has always given you the heebie-jeebies. Now, if you don't mind, I need to deal with that lobster. Be right with you, sir.
But what if I started a successful cleaning station of my own? Would you think about it then?
If that happened, I can confidently say I would think about it, because I know it never will. But if it does, you know where to find me.
Nathan darted off doing a very intense breaststroke, but with fins, in search of somewhere to set up shop. But all the units were taken, so he had to settle for a vacant lot on the outskirts of the reef, between a dead clam and a dried-out sea cucumber. Oh, I'm sorry about all this, Nathan.
For what?
Well, I didn't see it playing out like this. I thought you guys would end up working together and you'd bond and everything, but oh, your dad's a colder fish than I'd bargain for.
No, it's fine. Dad just needs to see me smashing it work-wise. Although there is zero fin fall around here.
Well, you've got to attract the fish. That's part of the job.
How?
Cleaning rassas do a little dance. It shows they're open for business.
What, like this? And strut. Yeah. And wiggle. And work it. Twerk it. Ooh, I'm a bad fish. Little hot fish.
Nathan, you're really good.
Why so surprised? I did actually have a job once. As a brief but significant pop sensation. I've got transferable skills.
You do. And it's already working its magic. Look. And there it was. Looming out of the deep, Nathan's first ever customer. A big, bulbous-eyed, slow-moving, open-mouthed grouper fish called...
Anwar. But my friends call me... Who am I kidding? I don't have any friends. But I like your dance moves.
Moments later, Anwar was getting his bulky body into the clean-me position. Fish face pointing upwards, almost as if on tiptoes.
Just a polished back and sides and top and bottom and front, please.
Nothing would give me greater pleasure. Now, if you'd like to start droning on about your day, I'll feign interest while nibbling your left cheek.
No one's ever bothered to feign interest in me before. I swam a 10K earlier.
Wow, that's so great. Please tell me all about it.
I was trying to catch this prawn for lunch, so apologies if I taste a bit sweaty. It's actually incredibly hard to have a sweat problem underwater, but I manage it.
That'll explain why you taste like a salt and vinegar disco that's been dropped in a toilet.
And I didn't even catch the prawn. Sneaky little thing swam into an overflow pipe. I followed him in and got a face full of sewage.
Right, I'm out. I can't do this.
Why not?
You're too dirty.
But you're a cleaning rasser. Isn't that part of the job?
No one should have to work under these conditions.
Maybe you're just work shy.
Work shy? Well, maybe if you were a bit more prawn shy, we wouldn't be here. How can you smell so bad when you basically live in a massive bath?
Hey.
And then Anwar swallowed Nathan. So for the next 20 minutes, we'll just follow Nathan as he's gradually digested and then excreted through... Oh, no, hang on! Suddenly, Anwar dexterously shot Nathan out through his gills.
What's that dazzling light in my eyes? Am I in heaven?
Sorry, I got hangry. But I'd never eat a cleaning rasser. Don't worry, you're alive.
Then where's this beautiful light coming from?
Oh, that's just the sunlight reflecting off your scales.
You cleaned me.
It appears I did.
My fin fungus, it's gone.
Yep, that got scraped off as you flew through my gills, and then I swallowed it. Quite tasty, actually. Don't have to eat that prawn now.
So, I got clean, and you got a meal.
Guess so.
And the whole thing only took about 3 seconds. Anwar, you're incredible.
Am I? Does this mean we're friends?
No, but we can be better than friends. We can be colleagues. How do you fancy a job?
I'd love one. And would you be able to throw being my friend into the bargain?
No, but I can feign it.
Deal.
And so, with Anwar working as the reef's radical new cleaning system, and with Nathan's slinky dance moves bringing in the customers, Miracle Clean was born. And soon, every fish on the reef was talking about it. Business was booming. And Nathan was brimming with confidence as he led his father to check out his hot new cleaning station.
Nathan, you know I hate being away from my customers.
Don't worry, Dad. You're going to love this.
Can we keep it quick?
Quick? Blink and you'll miss it.
I can't blink. I'm a fish.
And there's never been a better time to be able to say that, because what you're about to see is going to change the face of fish cleaning forever. Introducing the Miracle Clean.
Hi.
Who's he?
I'm his friend.
No, he's not, but he is the future. In fact, you might want to sit down for this.
Once again, I'm a fish.
Well, hover expectantly then, because the Miracle Clean can clean an entire fish in 3 seconds flat.
Nonsense.
It's true. At a push, I suspect he could even process an entire school of fish at once, including the sixth form.
I'm going now, Nathan.
And miss out on your free clean? Do it, Anwar.
Okay, friend.
Colleague. And we're done.
What just happened?
You've been cleaned, Dad. Isn't that incredible?
Well done, Nathan.
Thanks, Dad.
You've successfully come up with a way of totally avoiding doing any work yourself.
What?
You're living your dream, and I'm going to return to mine. Goodbye, son.
But this is going to change the industry.
That's what Corroboty Weekly said about the electric decarbuncler, but I knew it would be a flash in the pan. Nothing beats a loving hand scalpeling.
But this works and saves time.
They also said that about the decarbuncler, and it had to be recalled. 3 people were defooted.
Please don't go. I want us to bond, just like you did with my brother.
Don't, Nathan.
Oh, Dad, I knew you'd feel the same. Come here.
Ever since I've been a fish, not a day goes by when I don't think of him and wish he was here with me. In fact, sometimes I wish he'd died and you'd lived.
What? You don't mean that. Dad? Dad, come back!
Nathan's dad swam away, leaving Nathan alone on the edge of the reef, staring out into the endless blue. Nathan, are you okay?
Don't worry, I'm fine.
I'm so sorry, Nathan. This has been a total disaster. You need to forget about working with your dad. He's not going to change.
Yes, totally. I see that now. It was a bad idea.
Thank goodness, you can move on.
Yes, to plan B. If he won't work with me, he'll have to work for me.
Oh, come on. Why would he do that?
Because I'm going to put him out of business, and then he'll have no choice.
Nathan, even if you could put him out of business, he'd just go and work for one of the other 200 cleaning stations on the reef.
Then I'll have to put them all out of business. It's hard doing an unhinged laugh underwater.
No, you're pulling it off.
How many fish are there on this reef?
Hang on. It's 223,589.
Okay, so about a quarter of a million.
What are you planning, Nathan? Nathan? But he was already on his way, with a demented glint in his fishy eye, back to his cleaning station.
Anwar, I need you to work late tonight.
Sorry, I'm off to meet a friend.
What? You don't have any friends? I'm your only friend, and even I'm not your friend.
I'm meeting up with that prawn. He's called Peter, and we have a lot in common.
He's using you, Anwar. When you're successful, everyone wants a piece of you. You'll never know where you stand with that prawn.
I'm a fish I can't stand.
And I can't stand the idea of you getting hurt. You don't want to go back to being that lonely fish loser you were when I first met you, do you?
No. Thanks, Nathan. Okay, I'll get back to work.
Good. And we need to up your productivity. Now, it takes you 3 seconds to clean a fish. And how many fish can you clean at a time?
Well, I can clean one fish per gill, and I have 8 gills, so...
It's 8! So if you can clean 8 fish in 3 seconds, how long would it take you to clean a quarter of a million?
I think I might struggle. My mouth is only so big.
Oh, you and your not big enough mouth.
Sorry, but it's not like I'm a massive shark.
You're telling me. Actually, wait a second. Of course, that's it. That's exactly what we need. You're brilliant.
Thanks, friend.
I'm going on a shark recruitment trip. And while I'm gone, I need you to gather all the fish in the reef at the cleaning station at dawn tomorrow.
When he finished talking to Anwar, Nathan swam off the edge of the reef and down into the featureless deep, while I did my best to stop him. Nathan! Have you ever heard the phrase, never do business with sharks?
No.
That's because literally no one has ever been stupid enough to try it. You are going to get eaten.
No, I'm not. Sharks respect cleaning wrasses, you told me that.
Okay, but all the other fish are going to get eaten.
No, they're not. That shark is going to be working for me.
And how are you going to persuade him? By doing your little dance?
You're just like my dad. You don't believe in me. Well, I'll show you. I'll show all of you.
There was no point talking to him, like most fish. He swam deeper into the deep, dark blue.
So you're saying around a quarter of a million fish will all be gathered in the same place tomorrow morning?
That's right, Mr. Shark.
And they're going to let me just swim through them with my mouth open?
Yes, but the important thing, which I keep emphasising, is that once they're in your mouth, you don't eat them, you clean them. Actually, that sounds a bit crazy.
It does, doesn't it?
Now that's an unhinged laugh.
Thanks.
You know what? I'm starting to sense that this may not be a brilliant idea.
Do your little dance again. It pleases me.
Yeah. Work it.
Excellent.
Oh, dear.
Early the next morning, the sun's rays crept over the reef, revealing the dead clam and the dried-out sea cucumber, and hovering above them, something else. A crowd of fish. About a quarter of a million of them.
Good morning, fish. Every once in a while, a product comes along that is so revolutionary, it changes life itself. And the Miracle Clean 2.0 is one of those products, capable of cleaning every single fish on the reef in just 3 seconds. It allows you to focus on what matters to all fish most. Randomly swimming around and looking like you're in a hurry, despite the fact you're not really going anywhere.
How does it work?
Well, our CEO Nathan will explain all that when he arrives, which should be any minute now.
Where is he though?
Yeah, where is he?
He's a no-show. Huh, I knew it. It's like when Pat Sharp failed to show up for the launch of the anti-Veruca moccasin, even though he'd been promised a free pair. Taken ill, they said. No. Pat knew it would never work. Nathan, you really are the worst.
Just as the fish were about to resume their usual activity of randomly swimming around and looking busy despite not really having anything to do, a far-off sound rippled up. And then, out of the deep, appeared a tiny blue-streak cleaning wrasser fish by the name of Nathan.
Run away! The Miracle Clean 2.0 is not fit for purpose! It's all been a terrible mistake!
But before they could move, it was upon them. A 40-foot-long, 5-ton shark!
Oh no, run away. I mean, swim away!
I request a burial at sea!
I've wet myself. I think it's hard to tell.
Oh, lovely! Fish of the day is all the fish!
And as the shark opened its gigantic mouth, every single one of them was swallowed. All except Nathan and Nathan's dad, who, predicting a Nathan-flavoured calamity, had taken the precaution of burying himself in the sand.
Nathan, what have you done? We're going to be working together, all right? As undertakers, you total and utter...
But Nathan's dad didn't finish his sentence, because something strange was happening. Fish were popping out of the shark's gills. Freshly cleaned fish. About 250,000 of them. Because this shark was...
a basking shark.
A what?
A basking shark. He doesn't eat fish. He's a plankton lover.
Exactly. I knew that, and it was part of my plan.
Brilliant! And those whopping great gills contain thousands of hairs, which work like a filter. It's a miracle.
It's Miracle Clean 2.0. See, Dad?
No, it will never catch on.
But it did catch on. In fact, Nathan's Miracle Clean 2.0 boomed, while the high street collapsed, as cleaning station after cleaning station pulled down their coral shutters, each one sending Nathan a little bit more giddy.
Anwar, has my dad accepted my job offer yet?
Not yet, no.
But you did give him that hamper of assorted dead parasite chutneys?
I did. Although I doubt he'll be in any mood to enjoy them. Not now that his cleaning station is closing down.
That's brilliant news. That's what I wanted.
But he looked so sad. I fear we've gone too far, Nathan.
Or maybe we've gone just far enough.
The high street is getting battered.
I thought that was just how you fish liked it.
I don't want any part in this. I quit.
What? What are you going to do?
I'm going travelling with Peter the Prawn. We're going to visit the Titanic.
Why? Because it's the only thing in the ocean that's a bigger disaster than you? Boo-hoo! Anwar and his 8 gills are quitting. I don't need you anymore. You're old news. The Miracle Clean 2.0 has made you defunct.
Be quiet! I once told you I would never eat a cleaning wrasser.
It's the ocean code.
But cleaning wrassers clean, which means technically you're not a cleaning wrasser. You're just a fish.
Sorry, you can have it. You can have it all. Take the business.
I don't want it. And I don't want to eat something poisonous either. Goodbye, Nathan. I suggest you think about what you're doing to the reef.
You think you know someone?
So Nathan swam down to his father's shop for one last time. The high street was deserted, with no cheery cleaning wrasser songs, no more cheeky dances, just an eerie silence, broken only by the sound of his father methodically packing.
Right, have I got everything? Me? Tick. Well, that's it. Packing so much easier as a fish.
Oh, Dad, guess who's here?
Oh, hi, Nathan. Bye, Nathan.
Where are you going?
Anywhere but here.
Don't go. Work for me. Running a basking shark needs administrators, support staff, and they need management. I have a vacancy for a fish with your expertise.
I've never wanted a job upstairs, Nathan. Cleaning's all I know. I take my chances.
But there's no more work on the reef. I'm your only option.
There are countless coral reefs in the world, son, and some 3.5 trillion fish in the sea that need cleaning. Are you going to clean every single one of them? Are you? No, I didn't think so.
And once again, Nathan's dad swam off into the blue.
Dad! Dad! Dad!
Hi, I'm Colin the Crab, emerging from under a rock to take a sideways look at this week's news. This week, I'm delighted to be joined by Nathan Blakely, the reclusive founder of the global behemoth Miracle Clean, which has just changed its name to Mega. So, Why the name change?
Well, as of this week, my company officially cleans 3.5 trillion fish. That's every fish on Earth. That's mega.
How did you do it?
Well, when we started out, we were just two crazy fish friends with a dream. But then I decided to fire my fish friend and turn the company into a global franchise.
By inviting the very cleaning rassers you'd made redundant to apply to run their own Miracle Clean stations. Genius. But will you tell us quite how rich you are?
No, but I will say that all my franchises send me 50% of all the nibbled dead skin, which adds up.
But has it made you happy? Because the rumour is that you spend most of your time in a dark cave staring at your vast piles of dead fish skin.
Not true. I'm also running a space programme. I hope to one day board a flying fish and travel beyond the great wet wobbly roof.
Why?
So I can not share the same ocean as my dad for a couple of seconds.
Ah, yes. It's been 3 years since he left the reef, hasn't it?
Yes, and I'd like to say something to him, in case he's listening.
Well, I'm sure he is. This is a very popular show.
Dad, I have one thing to say to you. Come home. I control the whole world. It's over. You lost.
How touching. Well, I hope he hears it.
Yes. How is this show broadcast, by the way?
I'm Colin the Crab, running away sideways back under that rock. Till next time. Bye.
But Nathan's dad had heard every word, as he was sitting within Colin the Crab's broadcast range, which basically meant within earshot.
Hello, son.
Dad! You came back! And you've learned how to sit, even though you're a fish.
It's all I'm good for. I've been around the world, but no one wants a one-on-one clean anymore. You've closed every avenue. So I've come about that job offer. Does it still stand?
Of course it still stands.
Thank you. There's no place for my quaint old ways anymore. The world has changed. I want you to teach me how it works, son.
I have nothing to teach you, Dad. In fact, I want you to teach me.
But how can I possibly teach you anything?
Because you love what you do. And I believe that gives you skills that can be factored into my service protocols and rolled out globally to increase gross profitability by a factor of upwards of 0.0004 percentiles per quarter.
That stuff's all a bit over my head. But if you do want to learn from me, why don't you start by letting me give you a clean? The traditional way. For old time's sake.
I'd love that, Dad.
Shall I nibble your scales?
Yes, please.
A touching moment between father and son. And Peter the Prawn, who was hiding behind a pebble watching the whole thing, and relayed it all to his mate Anwar, who was soon spreading the word that Nathan was too good to use his own cleaning stations. It was a PR catastrophe.
Too good to use his own product, is he? And what does that make us? Chumps, that's what it makes us. Wet chumps.
He looks down on us.
To be fair, the basking shark is quick, but it's not as thorough, is it?
In a way, I miss that old school one-on-one service. I'll never be using a Miracle Clean or Mega or whatever it's called ever again.
And overnight, Miracle Clean collapsed.
No!
But at least he had his relationship with his father, right? Afraid not, because his dad set up shop again after a massive resurgence in interest in the old school bespoke cleaning techniques, and he was far too busy to see him. And then on Nathan's first ever FishX space launch, he was eaten by a seagull. And I mean eaten. They don't have gills.
Reincarnathan starred Daniel Rigby, Ashley Maguire, Hamed Animashan, Hugh Dennis, Tom Crane and Henry Packer. It was written by Tom Crane and Henry Packer. Music was by Phil Leppard,